FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
GOP win, CEO quits. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is celebrating a political win in Georgia this morning after a high-dollar Democratic effort to flip a GOP stronghold fell short. Reid Binion reports.
Karen Handel became Georgia's first female Republican congresswoman elect Tuesday night. She beat Democratic challenger John Ossoff in the battle for Georgia's 6th district. Political analysts say Handel's victory raises questions about whether Democrats can win with anti-Trump rhetoric. During her victory speech, Handel vowed to represent members of both parties.
My promise is to work every single day relentlessly to make our state and this country a better place.
President Trump tweeted a message for the winner Tuesday night saying, "Fantastic job. We are all very proud of you." I'm Reid Binion reporting.
Travis Kalanick has resigned as chief executive of Uber. Shareholders forced him out of the company. Investors believe the ride-hailing giant needed new leadership after a number of scandals over the past months. I'm Elliot Francis. Otto Warmbier will be buried this week, but we may never learn what caused him to slip into a coma while he was detained in North Korea. Steve Kastenbaum tells why.
Otto Warmbier's family declined to have an autopsy performed. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office could only do an external exam and looked at scans performed by doctors, so they were not able to draw a conclusion about what happened to him. Doctors said he had brain damage and was in a persistent vegetative state. His funeral will be held at his high school Thursday, where he gave a speech at graduation.
This is our season finale. This is the end of one great show, but just the beginning to hundreds of new spinoffs.
Warmbier's parents said he died because of the torturous treatment he received at the hands of North Koreans. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The family of a black teen killed by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer has reached a settlement with the city. Details of the agreement reached Monday between the parents of Michael Brown and the city of Ferguson were not made public. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Family and friends of a murdered Northern Virginia teenager say they trust the outcome of the police investigation around her death, regardless of whether it's ultimately found to be a hate crime.
17-year-old Nabr Hassanin is set to be laid to rest today.
We're all grieving.
Surrounded by a community in shock, says Imam Mohammed Majid, standing next to Nabra's sobbing father.
He does not wish this to happen, of course, to anyone, and he wants this to be prevented.
If you knew her, you might possibly begin to understand why this is so hard for this community.
Adams Center Chaplain Joshua Salam says they understand the police's process.
The relationship that the Adams Center has with local law enforcement is a relationship of trust and respect.
Says he knows they won't hide anything if the facts do come out that her killing was a hate crime, but for now, police still say it was road rage that led to her murder. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We should learn more today about last week's shootings at a Republican baseball practice in Alexandria. The FBI and other law enforcement officials are planning a news conference today to share more details about exactly what happened a week ago this morning. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was seriously wounded in the gunfire. He's had several surgeries and remains in serious condition. Hundreds of University of Virginia students, faculty, and community members gathered last night in Charlottesville for a candlelight vigil in memory of UVA student Otto Warmbier, who died on Monday. May not seem like it at rush hour on the Beltway, but for this third straight year, the D.C. region actually saw more people move out than move in, says a new report. Mike Masaig is a fellow at the D.C. Policy Center.
A lot of migration into the region during and immediately following the recession, but things have really since cooled off quite a bit.
And the report also finds the D.C. region bucks the national trend in that people are still moving into the district itself, while the suburbs are losing residents. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,467, the Nasdaq at 61,88. Sports, the Nationals clobber the Marlins, the Orioles put a stop to Cleveland's winning streak. WMAL Newstime 5:04 up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still looking at some overnight road work and waiting to get all lanes reopened here. DC 295 as you come southbound right near the Suitland Parkway. You had one lane blocked in that stretch. Northbound, you're okay. No problems to report in from the west. 95, 395, 270 off to a good start. Now checking out the Beltway where we did have some road work as well. Beltway Interloop near Connecticut Avenue. Looks like they're wrapping that up all from the left side. I'm not seeing any delays associated. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not great today. Hotter weather in the forecast, though, as we look ahead toward Thursday. Clouds mix with some clear sky this morning. Cloud sun this afternoon. A passing shower thunderstorm, 89 degrees. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm early tonight. We'll fall back to about 72. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, but warmer, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Alexandria, 63 in Frederick, 72 degrees in Washington. So what did the most expensive congressional race in U.S. history get the Democrats? Another loss. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. And wow, do we, I mean, this show today is packed. There is just so much to put into the show. There's so much news, so many things we want to keep you updated on. Joining us at 6:35 is Cal Thomas, author, columnist. We're going to discuss his most recent piece about the hate coming from the left and the heightened rhetoric. At 7:05, Mark Lauder will be joining us. He is Vice President Pence's press secretary. Healthcare, Tech Week, lots to discuss with him. 7:35, Tom Fitton will be with us. At 8:05, Jason Russell from the Washington Examiner will update us on the Metro. And at 8:15, Ronna Romney McDaniel, she's chairwoman of the Republican Party, and she will break down the Georgia elections for us. A lot going on today. Wow. Vince Colanace, I'm Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. Holy cow.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, this is the place to be in Washington if you want to hear all of the greatest interviews. We have both the press secretary for the Vice President of the United States and the head of the RNC this morning.
Yep.
That's pretty good. So stay tuned for the next 4 hours to hear all of it. Or keep checking back in every so often. I guarantee some fun. Speaking of fun, the Russia investigation continues. I don't know if you know about this thing, this Russia investigation. It's persisting. All of the stuff in public seems to be about collusion with the Trump campaign. But before I get to some news today on Robert Mueller, who you'll be waiting with bated breath to find out what that's about, I want to recap something because I heard this last night on Tucker's show. Tucker Carlson was on Fox News last night, and he had Trey Gowdy, who's a member of the House Intel Committee, among other things, on with him. And he asked Trey, could you tell me what specifically is the investigation about? But instead of all this other stuff we're talking about, what was the original and what is the focus of the Russia investigation? Here's how he answered.
What is the point of this investigation, just to remind those of us who are following at home?
Well, Tucker, the hyper-focus on collusion is not Congress's fault. I would say folks in your line of work have been focused on collusion much more than certainly Republican members of the House. There are four things that we're looking at. Russian active measures, which a subset of that would be collusion. The U.S. response back in 2016, which has nothing to do with Trump. That's an Obama administration response. And then importantly, the leaks and the unmasking, which have everything to do with the reauthorization of certain surveillance program. So there are four things that the House Intel Committee is looking at. One of those involves Russian active measures, and a subset of that would be collusion, not just between Mr. Trump and the Russians, but any American and the Russians. So the hyper-focus on collusion and conspiracy and coordination, it's not mine. I'm interested in all four tranches.
So there you go. So the idea that collusion was involved, Mary Walter, is a small subset of only one-fourth of this investigation, according to Trey Gowdy. Well, Boyd, why doesn't it feel that way?
Well, we need a new investigation to open about the collusion with Russia in Georgia. This Georgia.
Oh, yes.
Our Georgia.
All the out-of-state colluding.
Yes, because clearly the Russians were involved in that election, too.
Somebody was involved with it, and they didn't get their money's worth. We'll talk about that today. Robert Mueller. Let's get to that news. He's now scheduled to meet with top members of the Senate Judiciary Committee today. So what's Mueller doing? Well, he's going to talk to the chairman of the committee, Chuck Grassley, and the top Democrat, Dianne Feinstein of California, according to the Associated Press. He'll also meet with Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. According to the AP, the part of the reason for the meeting is to ensure that there is no conflict between Mueller's probe and the work of the congressional committees. They're trying to deconflict. They want to make sure there's no conflict here. I think this is an opportunity for Republicans. I think this is an opportunity for Republicans to maybe lay to rest these investigations. And here's why I think that. One, in January, we have an intelligence community report that comes out that says Russia was involved in the election and hacked information and tried to influence people. Done. We've got that part of it. The collusion part, that small subset that Trey Gowdy tried to go after, in the end, even people like, you know, even New York Times columnists are now agreeing that there's no collusion and that case seems done. So in light of that, the Republican congressional committees should do their part to advance legislation in their houses and settle what they can. Release reports and be like, this is what we found. And if there's no collusion, say that. Say it in public and say it quickly. And use the Robert Mueller investigation as an opportunity to be like, look, as a way of deconflicting, he's got a control of a lot of the evidence, a lot of the issues now. We're going to let that investigation run its course. But as far as the legislative side is concerned, this is a settled matter. We're done because we can't go any further given the Robert Mueller investigation. And by the way, what we've discovered so far shows no indication of wrongdoing on the part of the Trump administration. I think for a number of reasons, the president of the United States probably will stand to benefit from that outcome.
My problem with all of with that scenario is, okay, so we allow we tell the Republicans, put out your report.
Yeah.
Not going to be covered by the mainstream media much because it doesn't fit the narrative. So we know that. Not going to get a lot of play. What will get all the play now is the only investigation going on, headed by Robert Mueller, who, by the way, just hired another Clinton donor for the Russia probe.
That's true.
It is. So you're going to have the Republicans wrap up their probes, and now you're going to have the official probe headed by Robert Mueller, the big one, staffed with Democrat donors upside down and sideways. The latest one is Elizabeth Prologar, who is a lawyer in the office of the Solicitor General. She is a former law clerk for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She clerked for Elena Kagan. She's donated, of course, to Hillary Clinton's campaign, Barack Obama's campaign. At least three of Mueller's recruits have given more than $53,000 to Democrats. So the big investigation now will be ceded to the Democrats. I don't think that's a smart thing for Republicans to do. I just don't. I think maybe let's talk about the collusion on Mueller's, or the conflict of interest on Mueller's investigation.
So join the conversation. What do you think? Should congressional Republicans end their investigations in a swift but righteous way, one that is with integrity, not to clip an investigation, but to bring a swirl of nonsense to an end? Or are you concerned that Robert Mueller being the only investigator then would be chaos for the Trump, unnecessary chaos for the Trump administration? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What do you think? Again, I'm of the opinion that Republicans, what little wins they can get in this story that's been just a Herculean mess, will come from sharing in public what they've discovered. Get it out. You have information. This has been an investigation. Let's get this thing to a reasonable end. Otherwise, it's going to just keep dragging on for years. At some point, this thing has to achieve its end. How many interviews do you have to do? How many times do you have to hear from the intelligence community? Adam Schiff, of all people, has come out and said, Yeah, I mean, there's evidence of things, but there's no proof. We have no proof of collusion. So if that's the case, lay it out for us. Just lay the whole thing out. Give us some reports. Democrats, the Democrats on those committees, contribute to those reports. Let us know what you think is suspicious. But this has gone on for long enough, I think, and it's become a massive distraction to the American public. And it's made people like each other a lot less. Politics has become so much more cynical thanks to this nonsense. And so far, we haven't had anything as which is bulletproof enough to be like, the president of the United States is a treasonous jerk. That there's no evidence yet for that.
888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. It is 515. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And overall, it is nice and quiet. Do have one item, though, on the Beltway, Maryland. If you're heading toward the Wilson Bridge, inner loop right near St. Barnabas Road, before you get to the exit, that's where we have the incident reported in the left lane. And I'm really just seeing brief delays up on the approach. So use caution as you come around that stretch of the Beltway past Route 4. Up ahead, you'll see some activity before St. Barnabas Road. Otherwise, good. Virginia Beltway, no problems to report. 66, that was quiet. Did have some road work in through the district, the milling and paving. DC 295, southbound as you come up the Suitland Parkway. Might still see some of the remnants there. Be cautious. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we'll have sunshine, a couple of clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible after 2 o'clock this afternoon. High of 89. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible early with a low of 72. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun early, becoming cloudy later in the day with a high of 93 currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Robert Mueller expected to meet with some senators today. Paying a visit to the Senate to deconflict with the Senate Intel Committee about what's going on in their separate investigations. I see this as an opportunity for Republicans to finally bring some of these concurrent investigations to an end. Let's just get the reports out there. Tell the American people what you know. It's about time, I would say.
Well, let's see what Rob in Alexandria has to say. Rob, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me on. Hey, I would be in favor of what Vince says, provided Director Mueller has also some Republicans on his staff. But if it's completely stacked with hardcore leftists, then that definitely would be a major mistake to go ahead and turn all of the responsibility over to him.
Yeah, I guess in that way, I mean, they could keep going with the tug of war on evidence and how they deal with these investigations. But I don't think the existence of Republican investigations is going to stop Robert Mueller from being corrupt if that's the course he's trying to take anyway. Right. So if this special counsel investigation, if the end result is that he's hiring a bunch of liberals because he wants to have a liberal witch hunt against the president of the United States. And by the way, Republicans and Democrats alike, at least elected ones, still have faith in Robert Mueller's investigation for whatever reason. They think of him as a man of honor. If for whatever reason he decides he's going to be corrupt and nefarious, that's going to happen regardless of whether or not Republican investigations exist.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But you said, oh, we need to bring this to an end because otherwise it's going to go on for years and years. And that's why Republicans should stop their investigations and just put out the report, mm-hmm. which will get zero coverage and they will slowly fade off as usual.
Right.
It's not going to stop this from going on for years and years. Robert Mueller's investigation is going to go on at least until the 2018 midterm elections.
But if the goal is to get the press to cover you in a positive way, it's not. That's never going to happen. I mean, Republicans are never going to find that opening. It really comes down to, can they suppress all of the negative coverage? And certainly they shouldn't add their own. If their goal is protecting their party, they shouldn't keep adding ammunition to the media's weapons. Andrew in Fairfax, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys. Not only do I think that they should end the investigation, but into Trump, they need to create a counter-narrative, which they are horrible at doing. They need to start investigating the Obama administration, Loretta Lynch, the Hillary campaign, and her past dealings within the administration to the fact that they have a special prosecutor.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they don't seize the opportunity with these investigations to dig into, not to what James Comey said, for one, about Loretta Lynch leaning on him for political purposes. And the other side of this, what we heard Trey Gowdy say just a moment ago, that the Obama administration is the guilty party in allowing the Russian government to have a hacking incursion of our political parties in the United States during 2016.
So did you just say it's surprising that the Republicans don't seize an opportunity? I was just curious. Did you just say that?
For sure.
Yeah. Because I don't know. We hear that every day. So I didn't know if I heard that today or if I was just flashing back to yesterday, because this is what they do. The only thing they seize the opportunity of is they seize defeat from the jaws of victory. That's the only thing the only opportunity Republicans ever seize.
Well, you're right. It has kind of become routine. But it's sort of a nonstop surprise party for me. That's all I'm saying. I'm very naive. Bruce in Virginia, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, how we doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
As a Republican in downstate Virginia here, how has the Republican-Russian conspiracy, so to speak, actually adversely affected the Republican Party? Because in my mind, if you look at the events that have taken place since November the 8th, yes, it's been a drawback, but it hasn't really had much of an impact as far as, like, losses are concerned.
Electorally, you mean, so all these special elections, Republicans continue to win?
Well, yeah, the special election, it didn't hurt. Corey Storty came within 5,000 votes of, like, becoming the Republican nominee for governor down here in the state of Virginia, to a guy that had better name recognition, which would be Ed Gillespie.
Yeah, so
I just think that in my mind the Russian matters is a conspiracy. I mean, it might as well have been drafted in Area 51 of this country, and I don't think it really plays much of a role in it for the Democrats. I honestly don't.
Right. So it's clearly it hasn't had the impact on electoral politics that Democrats might hope for any number of reasons, but. It really this comes down to me as an agenda issue for the president of the United States, that he's not able to advance legislation that he wants to because the Congress is so consumed with spinning itself up over an investigation that has yet to yield incremental evidence that'll hurt the president.
All right, 888-630-9625. Should we end all of these investigations and just go with one? It is 522 on WMAL.
Say big this month with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code radio gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple, and simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. Try a small for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's 525 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Do have a crash in the left lane and the inner loop just as you come up to St. Barnabas Road. Just a little bit of activity there and a brief delay. But again, do watch for this as you're coming around past, say, Route 4, Route 5, and heading toward St. Barnabas Road. You'll find that activity along the left. Now, Virginia, Interstate 95, here we come. Stafford to Aquia, already seeing some of that heavy volume. Below speed, Dale City toward the Occoquan. You know, 66, the Greenway Toll Road, good time to get going. Same story with 270, slowest stretch, right as you merge off of 70 toward the Monocacy, and then you're wide open, Urbana down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today. Temperature staying in the upper 80s. Clouds around, mixing in with sunshine as we head through this morning. This afternoon, after about 2 o'clock, a shower thunderstorm may pop up. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 72 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
The New York Times' David Brook writes, there might be a giant revelation still to come, but as the Trump-Russia story has evolved, it's striking how little evidence there is that any underlying crime occurred, that there was any actual collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and the Russians. He wrote those words in the New York Times. Let's go to Greg in Rockville. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, how are y'all doing?
Excellent, sir.
So what I'd like to see is like a three-phase approach, which would require the Senate and the Congress committees to come out with a common statement. First saying that, hey, we see no collusion, and we absolutely see that this should be brought to an end, and make a recommendation to the president to restrict the special investigators' actions to, and limit those to, investigating the FBI director, and all inclusive of the little soiree with Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the airport runway.
Yeah.
And then as a third step, have the president come out and actually do that. Give the inspector, special investigator, a written statement saying, these are your limitations, and anything outside that swim lane, you will turn over to the AG.
Yeah, well, at the very least, the end of that letter should say, P.S., sorry for wasting your time. 528 on WMAL.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Coming up on WMAL, oh Lord, we'll have an update for you on the death of Nabra Hassanan. She's the 17-year-old Muslim girl, the high school student from Virginia who was murdered allegedly by Darwin Martinez Torres. We will have an update. Also, the district's attorney general, Carl Racine, may be hoisted by his own petard. We'll have the details. We'll tell you what a petard is, too. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Karen Handel hands the GOP a big victory in Georgia's 6th Congressional District.
Tonight I stand before you extraordinarily humbled and honored.
Handel beat Democratic challenger John Ossoff.
So this is not the outcome any of us were hoping for, but this is the beginning of something much bigger than us.
Democrats hoping for upsets in traditionally conservative districts have now gone 0 for 4 in special elections this year. And political analysts say Handel's victory raises questions about whether Democrats can win with anti-Trump rhetoric. I'm Reid Binion.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the Obamacare replacement bill to be ready for all senators to see by tomorrow. So far, though, no Democrats have seen the legislation. Few Republicans have.
While the opposition cries foul over the secrecy of how the Senate is handling an Obamacare replacement bill, the White House thinks it's fair. Spokesman Sean Spicer isn't sure, though, if President Trump knows exactly what's in the bill.
I know the president has been on the phone extensively with the leader and with key senators, so I don't know if he's seen the legislation or not, but I know that they've been working extremely hard.
Spicer did say the president is looking to make sure the bill has a heart, at least toward those who would struggle to afford individual coverage. Bob Costantini, The White House.
A chaplain at the Northern Virginia Mosque where a murdered teenager worshipped said members have faith in the police investigation.
We know that people may feel that this is a hate crime or be outraged, and we're dealing with that. We have licensed professionals who are at the masjid now and going out into the community dealing with the emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being of the community.
Joshua Salam of the Adams Center says police have, quote, given us complete confidence. 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan was killed over the weekend in what police are calling a road rage incident. And the FBI and other law enforcement officials are set to hold a news conference today to spell out details of what happened a week ago when a gunman opened fire on Republican lawmakers at a Northern Virginia baseball field. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,467, the NASDAQ at 6188. Sports, Gio Gonzalez strikes out 8 as the Nats beat Miami. The Orioles edge the Indians. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment. moment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you around the Beltway, and it's easy right now. Virginia enjoying the trip through Tyson's to the Legion Bridge. Now to the Wilson Bridge, the accident interloop right near St. Barnabas Road. Quickly over to the left shoulder, and I'm not seeing much of any backups, but just keep alert because you'll see that activity and might distract you a bit. Again, interloop before St. Barnabas Road. The volume with us on Interstate 95, as expected. We have this every morning early on through Stafford toward Aquia and below speed Dale City toward the Occoquan. And same story with 270, a little bit below speed in Urbana toward 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not great today, but not zero. With an approaching front, weak front, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Other than that, a mix of clouds and sunshine as we head on through today. 89. Tonight, we fall back to 72. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm early. Some sun early tomorrow, then overcast and a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 67 in Burke, 64 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 537 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Got a big show for you this morning. 635, we're joined by Cal Thomas. He's a columnist. We're talking about hate and politics. There's a lot of it out there. Cal will break it down for us with buoyancy. Mark Lauder is the Vice President's Press Secretary, and he'll be joining us at 705 to talk about this week, Tech Week at the White House. Tom Fitton joins us at 7:35 on James Comey and Susan Rice. So much there. Jason Russell's with the Washington Examiner has a story for us on Metro. That's 8:05. And at 8:30, and shortly after that, 8:15, we'll have Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. And I think the show's over for me just telling you about all of the guests already. So that's a lot of people coming in for a great show here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Conne is alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Vince. I want to give you an update on the young Virginia teen, 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan. You know her name because, sadly, she was murdered. She's a Muslim high school student from Virginia, and she and her friends were coming back from Ramadan services, and they were going, it was early in the morning, 4:30-ish, going to get something to eat. Well, she is being buried today. Her funeral service will be held at the Adams Sterling Center at 1:30 p.m. And out of respect for the deceased and the family, media will be offered a spot, but it's going to be outside in a designated area. They're requesting no media go inside the mosque or into the side of the parking lot. And there are some crowdfunding pages, GoFundMe, to help pay for her funeral services. Also, in this is some disturbing evidence that, or some disturbing update. WMAL is reporting on our webpage that investigators are now saying that she may have been sexually assaulted when, because there were two assaults that took place, because we know that she was taken, allegedly, by Darwin Martinez Torres from the spot where they had their first encounter. We know that they're saying that this is a not a hate crime, that it's a road rage incident. He drove up on the parking lot, got out of his vehicle with a baseball bat, allegedly beat her because everybody scattered, which makes sense, and he caught her.
Mm-hmm.
And then took her to another area where her body was found in Loudoun County.
Right.
And that is where they believe, if this information is true, if this investigators are right, that is where she was sexually assaulted.
The police are talking around this a little bit, but the answers that they're giving are suggestive of the fact that there's more to this case, which is to say, they were asked, the spokesman, Fairfax County Police Lieutenant Brian Holland, was asked directly yesterday whether or not Hassanin had been sexually assaulted, and responded, quote, "There was an assault that occurred in Fairfax County, and we had another assault that occurred in Loudoun."
Yeah.
It's a kind of opaque way of answering that question, but it's not a definitive response. And if true that there was a sexual assault involved in this, that adds another layer to this incredibly tragic story where, you know, we've confirmed now, meaning when I say we read reports at the Daily Caller, where I also work. We confirmed yesterday that he was an illegal immigrant. ICE confirms that he was an illegal immigrant. After this crime, they placed a detainer on him. Both of those things were confirmed. So all of that makes this story a lot more both sad and complex, and I think has left a lot of people worried.
Absolutely. And also, you put into here that the police are not treating this as a hate crime. They're saying this is not a hate crime. This was an incident of road rage, and her father was on Fox 5, and this is what he had to say about that.
So you believe your daughter was targeted because she's a young Muslim woman?
Yes, this is what I believe. I don't care what the police is saying.
All right. And he goes on to say it doesn't matter whether this man was born here or not.
The crime is crime. If he's foreigner, if he's born here, the crime is crime. This is what I believe, you know. Doesn't matter. He come from where.
And I have to agree with him on that.
Christian, Hispanic, Arabic, whatever.
I agree with him. It doesn't matter the man's background, but I think it does matter that he was here illegally, because that is a big problem in our country. And that does play into this.
The facts are fairly straightforward. If he wasn't here, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
It's pretty basic. You know, we already have a situation. If you're an illegal immigrant, in this case, if he was not in the country, she would still be alive. Straightforward. It doesn't get any more clear-cut than that.
Fairfax Police spokesperson Julie Parker explains that it is not a hate crime.
No evidence has been recovered that shows this was a hate crime. Nothing indicates that this was motivated by race or by religion.
And she explains that it was road rage.
It appears the suspect became so enraged over this traffic argument that it escalated into deadly violence.
Now, all of that, by the way, in the intervening hours since that statement was announced, and then before we found out it was an illegal immigrant who perpetrated the crime, there were endless people coming out of the woodwork accusing the police of white supremacy, thinking that this was a white assailant who had killed a Muslim girl. And now many of those people are left deleting tweets frantically today in light of the fact that this is a completely different picture than the one that they had invented.
Well, most people don't read past the headline, and that's why. And don't let facts get in the way of their good, you know, their rant and their view of the world and the way they feel things should be. So she is buried today, and our hearts go out to the family. It's so, so tragic. We'll keep you updated on this story. It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Staying ahead of the cybersecurity threat requires the Defense Department to hire the best people, the DoD Acting Chief Information Officer John A. Zangardi said last week.
Speaking at the Defense Cyber Operations Symposium in Baltimore, Mr. Zangardi said, quote, "A larger pool of talent is crucial to our nation's future competitiveness and security." Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds Team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And boy, great time to get going. 270 out of the Frederick area. Just staying a little bit below speed, Urbana toward the exit for 109 and Hyattstown. We'll take that anytime. The Beltway runs great. Virginia and Maryland, even with that minor crash we had in St. Barnabas Road, if you heard me talk about that, it's over to the shoulder, so not causing much of any troubles. 66, here we come with a little bit of that stop and go. As you push out of Manassas towards Centerville, or quiet in through Falls Church, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge looks good. DC, 295, seeing delays stacking up here southbound between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not great today, but not zero. With an approaching front, weak front, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Other than that, a mix of clouds and sunshine as we head on through today. 89. Tonight, we fall back to 72. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm early. Some sun early tomorrow, then overcast at a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Well, I would like to talk about someone being hoisted by his own petard.
What?
Hoisted by his own petard. I love that saying, and I never get to say it, so I'm using it.
I'm not even sure what a petard is exactly.
Would you like to know, seriously? It's a device that contained explosives that were used to breach doors back in the day. So to be hoisted by your own petard means you were blown up by your own schemes.
Wow.
That's why I wanted to use that term, because I know what it means.
This is the smartest show.
So Carl Racine is the Attorney General for Washington, D.C., and he last week launched the lawsuit that we talked about against President Trump because they're all upset about him using his office, or saying he's using his office to further his private business interests. And you keep hearing about the compensation clause and the emoluments clause, which says that a president cannot take emoluments from any state government. So they're saying, because he has all of these businesses, specifically the Trump Hotel, where foreign dignitaries come to stay, and they pay to stay at the hotel, and all of his other hotels and things like that. Well, do you remember the Cork Wine Bar and the Cork Market and Tasting Room filed a lawsuit against the president saying that he needed to end his association with the hotel because they lose business because the hotel's president's right there. They're losing business because of that, because it has the name Trump on it and he's the president, so everybody wants to go there. So there was that lawsuit by Diane Gross.
How unfair.
Yeah, Diane Gross and Khalid Pitt saying that this is unfair. Well, it turns out that Carl Racine, the attorney general for Washington, D.C., who launched the lawsuit against the president for benefiting from his name and his business interests, turns out that he is an investor in this D.C. business, the Cork Wine Bar and Cork Market and Tasting Room.
Wait, all right, let me get this
straight. He's a limited partner in the Cork Market and Tasting Room.
So the business, who claims their business is being hurt by the Trump Hotel, Carl Racine is a stakeholder in that business.
A limited partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and he's suing the president of the United States for corruption.
Basically.
And he's a stakeholder in a business that blames the Trump Hotel for detracting from their business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do I got all that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to play the Benny Hill music in the background as we explain all the arrows and lines and dots and connections. He's a limited partner. Now, he said that Carl Racine and the Office of Attorney General are not lawyers for the Cork restaurant lawsuit against Trump, so there is no conflict of interest when he was asked about it.
Of course.
Because, so it's interesting that he's going to dice that and say, well, there's no conflict of interest here, but they're also saying, a lot of people are saying, well, Trump's stake in the Trump International Hotel is no way an illegal ethics violation either. So if you want to slice and dice this and get it down into tiny little parts and technicalities, well, doesn't that apply to Mr. Racine as well?
Yeah, definitely. This is my favorite thing because, I don't know, D.C., I know people in D.C. who like keeping that, this, like, mild level of corruption going. They're like, you know what, I'm just going to keep voting for corruption because if I can do that, then I can just keep the city the way it is. They barely enforce traffic laws. They only give you tickets. They barely enforce code violations. Everything, there's such all this lack of enforcement because the corruption just stays at the right level all the time.
And comfortable. It's a comfortable level of corruption.
Yeah, it's one where you don't get bugged too much. It's kind of, you know, my life is pretty good. I can take a left at a red light. Nobody will bother me. Carl Racine has a situation where he's benefiting financially from an organization that's being hurt by the Trump International Hotel, and now he's going after Trump for his business interest in the Trump International Hotel.
Well, they say they're being hurt. They say they're being hurt by the Trump Hotel and the restaurant in the Trump Hotel, because people are walking past their place to go to the Trump Hotel because he's the president and it has his name on it. And so he should take his name off that place. So it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. It is 5:51 here on WMAL, and that means it is time for El Rushbo.
My friends, to say that liberals are soft on crime is an understatement. Just look at their attitudes toward illegal immigration, riots, or the out-of-control murder rates in liberal-run cities like Chicago. But California liberals are something special. They're in a class by themselves. Los Angeles has a program to help criminals avoid the county jail if they can afford it. It's called Pay to Stay. And for $250 a night, criminals can stay at Seal Beach in a Surfside community facility. There, they enjoy unlimited access to movies, to books, to cable TV. For $100 a night, inmates are granted a semi-private room with single showers and unlimited television and phone calls. Some are even allowed to leave their seaside hideaway, go to work, and come back to their pay-to-play jail. Now, not everybody supports this liberal approach to doing time. Critics say it's a two-tier system. Wealthy criminals stay in plush, soft surroundings, while poor criminals have to suffer in squalor. The soft jail cells are only supposed to be open to nonviolent offenders, but a woman victimized by a sexual predator at age 12 recently learned her attacker is doing his time at a pay-to-stay facility. She says she doesn't think justice is being done. These are liberals. It's not about the crime or the time, and it's not about justice. It just comes down to the money. Always about the money. And, of course, perverting everything they can get their hands on.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst. Listen to me.
Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed level fees. Don't do what the customer thinks they do. Have tremendous tax problems. Are hard to get out of once you're in them. And are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-859-5500 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now. 1-800-859-5500. That's 1-800-859-5500.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
555 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, not too much. When I had very little to say, that's always good for the ride. Here we go, around the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, off to a good start on 95 Virginia. Typical delays as you try to push in toward Aquia and again toward the Occoquan, just below speed there. DC, 295, been doing a double check on this just to make sure because we're very slow. Coming off of 50, and that continues past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Police say for now they don't have anything that they're working. And on 50 through Chevrolet, watch for those delays back near 202. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front on the move, and it may touch off a shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, clouds mixing with sunshine. 89 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 72 degrees at 555 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Amtrak Miami.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be. Go from Washington, D.C. to Miami from $118 with Amtrak Saver Fares. Book now at Amtrak.com/Saver Fares. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221, or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
This summer, experience the open road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label. And protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney, CPA, Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters.
matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, there was an election in Georgia yesterday, and it was supposed to be a big referendum on Donald Trump. So how did it end up? Was it actually a referendum?
And Cal Thomas will be joining us to talk about his latest column and a very, very topical discussion, hate in politics. And can we roll it back at all? Everybody saying kumbaya.
Yeah.
They're not
Bring
doing
back-